Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. It's October. Welcome to it. Hello, Timmy D.
Hello.
We have got a great show for you tonight. It's a special show. Normally, you know, when you tune in, we usually have two guests broken up over the two-hour span. This evening, though, I've got a fantastic guest, somebody I've looked up to for years, have enjoyed seeing him on, just about any paranormal documentary or show he seems to show up on. I think he's been in over 44 episodes of the TV show Sightings, and I always think he had such a cool flavor to the show, and tonight we're going to get to the bottom of the man, find out a little bit about what it exactly is he can do, what he can see, who he can hear, what exactly his powers entail. And like I said, I'm just kind of excited to be a part of this because it's been, my interest in the paranormal has been piqued by a few people, of course, reading Hans Holzer's books growing up and doing the ghost tours and investigations with Richard Crow in Chicago. And then, of course, this gentleman has always been one that I've enjoyed watching and listening to, Mr. Peter James. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us here tonight, sir.
Good evening, Dave, and thank you for all the accolades.
Oh, boy. Well, like I said, I've always enjoyed it, and every time I'm flipping the channels, and thankfully you've got a recognizable face, Peter, so when I'm flipping, well, I see you, I stop at the channel every time because I know something good and creepy is about to happen.
Well, thanks very much, and there's more to come.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes,
very
indeed.
Cool. Now, Peter, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Let's kind of start at the beginning. Your story is interesting that when you were young, you lived in a haunted house, and actually your playmates were three ghost children.
Yes, I did. I lived in an old apartment building that was quite haunted, and 35 years to my prior to our moving in there, it was vacated because of a large fire that and there were three children that died as a result of the fire, and they became my playmates for about 2 years.
Wow. Now, how old were you when you started to see
these? I was 8 years old when this occurred.
Okay. And were you aware at the time then that these were actual spirits?
No, I was not. What I was doing, Dave, is I had a piano in my bedroom, and taking piano lessons at that young age, I was playing my piano, and suddenly these two little ethereal hands appeared on the upper register of the piano, and seated next to me on the piano bench was that of a little boy child spirit. I wasn't unnerved, I wasn't surprised, but I welcomed his presence.
Okay. Had you heard or felt that there was somebody there before that first encounter?
Well, I was living there with my mother, and we did hear a few things going bump in the night, but not being aware of anything paranormal at that time, we just sort of brushed it off. However, after 2 or 3 months of my almost nightly visitations with this young soul, two more young children appeared, three in all. They were two brothers and a sister. And we became quite friendly for about 3 years, or 2 years.
Now, when you talked to your mom after that, and this was coming around, did she ever relate to you? Oh, Peter, when you were two or three, you used to talk to spirits or talk to invisible people.
To my recollection, there was no mention of that prior to this particular incident. But what was interesting about this, when I told my mother about my childhood experiences with these ghost playmates, She didn't quite believe me until I spent the weekend with my grandparents, and the piano started playing all by itself. So that made her a quick believer.
Oh, I bet. So at the age of eight, you just all of a sudden one day you've got this ability to start seeing and communicating with spirits.
Yes.
Now, what exactly is your title? Are you a medium? Are you a psychic? A sensitive?
I consider myself a psychic medium / paranormal researcher.
Okay. Boy, that's hard to put on a business card, Peter.
Yeah.
So you started seeing the spirits at that age, and all three children came to play. And I mean, would you play with them like normal kids? Were you playing cops and robbers?
Yes,
were you?
Well, not quite cops and robbers, but we did do childhood games and playmates, and most of it was just conversation. But to further explain the story, downstairs in the building was an upholstery factory where I got a job after school. And my job was to clear out the warehouse in the rear of the building. Make a long story short, I found a newspaper dated 35 years prior, and the headline stated about the children perishing in a four-alarm fire.
Wow.
And the photos and the names were exactly those that fit my playmates.
Were these children aware that they were dead?
I don't believe so, but the youngest one, who identified himself as Paul, kept asking for his mommy. And this is how I got the title of my book, by the way, called Heaven, Can You Hear Me? He kept saying, where's my mommy? Where's my mommy? Is my mommy in heaven? Heaven, can you hear me?
Wow.
And I'm quoting. So this is what prompted me to write this book, which is a rather poignant, semi-autobiographical account of my experiences as a child and through my adulthood as well.
Talking to these children, what types of information, if they weren't really aware that they were dead, I mean, were you cognizant these were ghosts? I mean, were you looking at it and going, holy mackerel, I'm talking to ghosts, or were you just kind of, it didn't even really register, you were just a child and you were just talking to friends?
Yes, it never really registered, but I must tell you, subsequent to my young ghost encounters, in my opinion, most ghosts are not aware of being dead.
Huh. Okay. So it's a strange philosophy. We hear from some psychics, well, of course, how could they not know they're dead? We hear from others, you know, there are some that just don't understand it.
Well,
I can't wrap my head around the whole idea that...
There is a simple explanation that, in my opinion, that when we die, we maintain the same consciousness,
okay,
the same awareness with memory and personal identity without the physical body. And, for example, those of us that believe that when we die, that we will continue on with the continuity of life in afterlife places existing in some spirit form. Make sense?
Sure.
So in that sense, I base this on the premise of as in life, so in death, that we truly are not aware of being dead when we die.
If that's the case, and I know that they say that in, you know, for these spirits, time is not an issue. It's a second ago is 100 years ago to them, kind of thing. I would guess, you know, I mean, Peter, if my kids were to look at me, you know, show up, you know, time travel and see me, I'd look totally different, you know, as a child, the kind of clothing I wear from them. I mean, wasn't the garments that they wore and the garments that you wore, wasn't that perplexing to them of, what is this you're wearing, Peter? You know, I've never seen anything like this.
Yes, in that sense, time does stand still. However, when I see a ghost that died, for example, in the 1800s, they are dressed in that particular fashion.
Right.
But I don't.
But if they're not dead and they're aware of you, or I mean, they don't realize that they're dead, but they're aware of you, what do they think they're looking at? Do they think they're looking at somebody coming to them from the future? Do you know what the question is I'm asking? I don't know if I'm putting this right.
Let me answer that this way.
Okay.
The nature of what I do is in the name of research.
Sure.
I don't have all the answers, quite frankly.
Okay.
But to my understanding, they will interact with us despite the clothing, despite the different time frame, and they're always eager to communicate. However, the sad part about ghosts, and I categorize ghosts as being those that die tragically, untimely, and or violently, and sadly, they remain in a never-ending cyclical cycle, a fashion, if you will, doing the same thing over and over again In other words, the last bit of consciousness they had prior to death is always repeated on and on and on over and over again.
What most people consider residual hauntings, right? Like a time loop trap?
Well, you know, there is a difference between residual and active,
okay,
in my experience.
Sure. And but what you're saying is that they kind of keep reliving that point, but if they were playing with you, they were going outside of their comfort or time zone. And I understand that they'll make the connections with us. I guess I'm just kind of baffled if they're able to see into your world.
Yes.
And if you know, again, not knowing how old you are, but if you had a television set and they died in the 30s, that must have seemed insane to them. I mean, wasn't there questions from
Once
them?
Once again, I don't know how to really explain that. All I can relate to you is the fact that this was my experience for about 2 or 3
years.
Sure. And subsequently, every ghost encounter I've had, they're able to communicate and interact with me just like any other living being. And quite frankly, there's no difference in communicating with a ghost than there is with any living physical being.
Okay.
All right. Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I've always, you know, I mean, I think it's strange that there are so many of these people, you know, you watch paranormal investigators that go in with a recorder and a video camera and they're trying to make connections with somebody that's, you know, a ghost. And
that's basically, in my opinion, more of a scientific approach.
Right. But my curiosity is these things, you know, I'm wondering if maybe there are, like, you can go in, and I've watched, like, when you went into Alcatraz and you were walking around, now the camera wasn't really picking up anything, but you were sitting there talking to somebody.
Yes, I was.
That was in that cell, and you were having a communication with that person.
Yes, I was.
Now, the cameras aren't picking this up, and the rest isn't going on, and I'm kind of curious of how many times they sit back and they're thinking, what the hell is that? What is this guy, what is that big thing on his shoulder? What are they doing? Who are they trying to talk to? And then that's why we don't hear them, because they're kind of sitting back quiet and freaked out.
Precisely. Now, bear in mind that everyone doesn't have the ability to see them as I do.
Right.
And when I say I see a ghost, I see them with my physical eyes rather than my mind's eye.
Okay.
And also, regarding a cognizant ghost, as most ghosts are, for example, when a ghost researcher walks into a home and they start spraying incense and burning sage and all that, the ghost will say, what is this person doing in my home, burning all this stuff?
Right.
Which is totally ineffective. Why? Because they no longer have physical body or noses. They can't smell this burning sage or incense. Make sense?
Right. So you don't believe that cleansing with the feather and the incense and the smudging,
not
you don't believe
not
that
at
works?
All.
Okay.
Dave, quite frankly, that's old school.
Okay.
And this is the way that, for example, that methodology, that technique, dates back to biblical days. And if you read a book that was dated 50 years ago regarding the technology of the time and applied that to today's technology, wouldn't it would seem a bit foolish?
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So my point is, everything in life progresses.
Sure.
Everything evolves. Why not ghost research? Why do we have to do it the way Grandma and Grandpa did it? So all this stuff about burning, cleansing is totally, totally ineffective. The most effective method is pure communication.
Okay, opening up the lines of communication with these spirits.
That's right.
So you played with these kids for 3 years. Did they just poof, vanish like Puff the Magic Dragon, and you were grown up and matured and didn't see them, or they crossed over?
I didn't mean to over talk.
No, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Because we moved out after 2 or 3 years and left them behind.
Wow. All right. Have you ever tried to return there to see if the children are still there?
No, no, because I moved to California maybe 15 years later, and the building was torn down, unfortunately. But
well, what, in your thoughts, what happens then if the spirits are still affixed to that area? Do you believe that maybe they would be haunting the new structure, or do you think when they tear it down, they go away?
Absolutely, yes. For example, I believe that ghosts are territorial; they remain where they die, or they'll go to a place that is familiar and or meaningful or comfortable to them. An example, your bigger picture, is you take the World Trade Center, where
right.
that horrible, devastating thing occurred. When they restructure, when they rebuild, it'll be one of the most haunted, active places in the world.
Wow, I would definitely agree with that. Yeah,
and now, the least likely place to be haunted would be a cemetery. Why? Because right. No one dies there.
Right. See, that, and that's always made sense to me. I don't understand
yes.
why. Why, if you were dead and you chose to stay, why would you stay with your dead body?
Exactly.
You'd want to go, you know, I understand being with grandpa or mom or your exactly. children or being with somebody you love, not hanging around in a cemetery.
Indeed.
You know, picking up a ghost date there, it's got to be tough, Peter.
Right, of course.
Now, so you moved away and the children were still there, so you were able to see them. Now, once you've already started to open this conduit up, were you able to start seeing ghosts in other locations as well?
Oh yes, of course. Seeing ghosts and also becoming aware of things psychically, that I would make little predictions, and I didn't quite understand what was happening until my late teens, when I became more cognizant of my abilities, and at that point I began to pursue them wholeheartedly.
All right. So it was like learning to ride a bike. You were with the training wheels with these three kids, and then as you were learning what was going on, your mind started to open, and then you began to educate yourself.
Yes.
And learn how to communicate with other spirits. So yes. after you left these three children behind and moved on, now it sounds like you didn't tell your mother until much later in life that you had this ability. Is that right? Or did you tell her while you were living there?
No, I told her probably in my late teens when we were I was much aware of it, and my curiosity got the best of me, and that's when I began to pursue things. But she was quite accepting and quite understanding at that time.
Okay, so you've done this move now. Now, when you're out and about, you're now in your teens. What are you seeing? I mean, are you every place you go? Is it kind of like the TV show Ghost Whisperer? Every place you go, there's a spirit standing there or looking around or hanging out. I mean, are you seeing it that clearly?
Ghosts are everywhere. They're probably next door to you or your neighbors, or ghosts are everywhere. However, I have learned how to turn it off.
Okay.
At will.
All right. So yeah, that was my next question. You can switch this feature on and off if you want.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
Or are you still seeing it, but you're just not giving it recognition?
I would say both.
Okay. All right. Going forward, then, what was you, so you'd say that's a pretty profound beginning of a career. I mean, you know, playing yeah. your three major playmates are three little, you know, dead kids.
Yeah. Which were verifiable.
Now, did any of your friends that ever come over, did they ever see these spirits? Did anybody else tune
no,
into them?
No, my friends at that time were rather limited.
Okay.
So I never shared that with my friends at that age.
Sure. Okay. Did they were you ever frightened or bothered by anything that the spirits told you?
I have never been frightened in my life. As a matter of fact, I will go on to say that I have investigated hundreds of places around the globe, and there isn't an actively haunted place in the world that I would be afraid or reluctant to investigate. However, I've been unnerved at times because I've been pinched, pushed, slapped, burned, kicked a number of times. But in my opinion, like people, most ghosts are friendly.
Okay. Well, that seems like, you know, like you mentioned, as you are in life, you are in death. So
yes.
If most people are in a pretty good place, they're not going to be a jerk.
And sadly, again, you know, I have a great deal of compassion for those who have gone on before us.
Sure.
But unlike, I would say, most people tend to demonize ghosts. Mm-hmm. They'll call them evil or negative, or they say, well, they're demonic. And those words, by the way, do not exist in my vocabulary. People fail to realize that ghosts have personalities. And if someone was aggressive in life, they're going to display those behavioral patterns they had in life in death.
Okay.
And this is what confuses people with calling them evil or demonic.
Are there demonic spirits
in my
out
opinion,
there as well?
No. Now, when we're talking about demonic spirits, we're crossing a line into dogma. And in my opinion, demons are mythological creatures that are coupled with that of dogma. And dogma and the paranormal do not mix. It's like water and oil.
So do you believe there are no angels?
True, yes.
Okay, so you don't believe in the angel theory or demons?
I do not.
Okay. All right, so these spirits that are here, they choose to stay here, or you think they just totally are? I mean, do some of them choose to stay here, or do most of them just don't know that they can move on?
Well, that's a loaded question, Dave. Let me answer that by saying that when I did the sightings episode for 8 years, my responsibility was to identify the nature of the anomalous activity, but never to take the responsibility of getting them to leave or clearing a home. So not taking that kind of responsibility, I left them with their choices. Some choose to stay, some can't move on, and some are very comfortable being where they are.
Okay, well, why don't we cover more with that and a little bit more about your life growing up? We'll do that right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com, serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Try not to fall asleep. We'll only give you nightmares. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town paranormal radio show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, as always, my lovable and faithful companion, Timmy D. This evening, our guest is Mr. Peter James. He's a psychic, he's a medium, he's a paranormal investigator. You've seen him on probably any one of a number of paranormal TV shows and specials. He was on Sightings for, I think, 8 years, did over 44 episodes of the TV show Sightings. And tonight he's our guest for the full 2 hours. We're going to be talking to him about his life as a psychic, a medium, and a paranormal investigator. Before we were going to the break, we were talking about the different types of spirits and why they're here and the options that they're left with. Now, Peter, you mentioned that some will cross over, some can't cross over. What do you mean by they can't cross over?
Well, let's talk about the word crossover.
Okay.
I believe that when we die, we cross over. And I explain that thusly. No man, or woman for that matter, has died to come back from the dead to tell us exactly or precisely where these afterlife places are.
Right.
So I believe that we live in a parallel world of coexistence with ghosts and spirits, parallel and as close as an arm's reach. When they die, they do cross over, but they're right next to us, right here, in a dimensional area.
So you think it's just another planet Earth, but a shade over? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So they're living a life there, too, and dating and eating and seeing movies?
No.
Okay.
There's no eating because they don't have the need to eat. They don't have physical bodies. Unlike some rather well-known, respectfully, paranormal researchers or ghost researchers would say, well, they're living up there in heaven, respectfully, and they're eating, and there's lollipops and little girls with games and toys. That's not so. We don't have any need for physical things. Make sense?
Definitely makes sense.
So there.
But what are they? I guess what I'm saying is, and what I'm looking for from you, and I know you don't have the definitive answer, but I'm trying to get into understanding your perspective on this. So if they're just right there, are they there just as observers of our world then now, or are they living a life?
I don't know that they're cognizant of our world. However, they're cognizant of being able to interact. Example, you recall the Heaven's Gate thing back in the late 90s?
With the heavens,
the Heaven's Gate in
right, right. When they all yes. wearing the same jumpsuits and white sneakers, expecting yes. to go with the Hale Bopp comet,
yes.
right?
Well, I did an investigation there, and interestingly, about a week after that, and most of them were in the house, some were outside, doing business as usual. So, in that sense, in that context, they do continue doing, but they did the last to reiterate my point. They did the last thing they did just prior to death in a never-ending cyclical fashion.
So, Peter, this is Tim. Let me ask you a question about the Heaven's Gate people. Did they actually realize they had passed on and that they didn't actually succeed in their mission, or did they believe they succeeded in their mission?
I believe that they believed they succeeded. But did they? Unlikely, because they remained there. In the home where they died, doing business as usual.
Wow. See, this is hard to wrap my head around. I've mentioned on the show before, I have a really hard time with death, as most people do, but it's the kind of overwhelming fear where it's kept me up at night since childhood.
This is the
stuff that does that to me.
Yes.
not knowing where we're going.
Yes. What I'm trying to do is to simplify.
Sure.
Any and all explanation that we have regarding the ghost world, if we base it on the premise of, as in life, so in death, there is virtually no difference in the two, other than that they have no need for anything physical or anything that relates to physicality. Make sense?
Sure. Okay. Now, so we go forward a little bit. Now you've started to open yourself up. What were you doing? What were you studying? Who were you reading? Who was Peter James's mentor to do what you do now?
Well, I attended some spiritual churches, if you will, at my young age, and although I wasn't in it regarding the dogmatic side, it was just a spiritual side of it, and they taught me things about what to do in a haunted house and what to look for, and those things I began to practice. However, when I applied it to my personal approach, it didn't coincide. It didn't fit. So therefore, I began to rule out the things I had heard from my teachers, who learned from their teachers, and only to learn that everything they told me was totally ineffective.
Really? So,
yes.
Like, what type of things had you been taught that you found to be ineffective?
Well,
you know, so
like,
we know,
like using a sage and holy water and sea salt and
okay,
and all. I mean, in other words, if someone came into your space,
right,
a physical being, and you wanted to get rid of them, would you spray sea salt and burn sage around them as a deterrent, or would you simply communicate, say, "Hey, buddy, you're out of here"? Make sense?
Sure.
As in life, so in death.
But even talking to them, though, do they, you know, when you talk to them, then you're not burning the sage. You're not. What are you saying? Are you saying, "Hey, Tim, you're dead. You don't belong here anymore. You need to move somewhere else"?
Precisely. I remind them that they've died. They need to move on. But where do I tell them move on? I don't know, because no one knows where afterlife places are. The only thing that we can relate to regarding afterlife is given to us how from hearsay knowledge. But I base my knowledge on my many years of hands-on experiences. That's the difference.
Well, once you've asked them to leave and then they go, do many come back because there is no other place for them to be?
When they leave, I have no idea where they go. But some refuse to go. Some just stay because they're very adamant about saying, "This is my home."
Sure.
And when you enter the home of a ghost, and if they dislike you, they'll let you know it.
But I guess what I'm asking, though, is if you go and you say, "Hey, you know, Tim, you're a ghost. You passed away. It's a horrible deal, you know, but this is now Dave's home, and you need to move out." And the spirit says, "Oh, okay, Peter," and leaves. Then do you get a call back later and the spirit is back and you go in there and the spirit, you know, I mean, do you get callbacks? I don't know if that happens. And do the spirits come back because they've realized once they left, there's really no place to go.
Yeah,
so they want to come back where they're comfortable.
Yeah. Usually if I've gone in specifically to clear a home, if you will, to get rid of a ghost, and I say, "Hey, John, you're dead." I don't say you're a ghost. I say, "John, you're dead. This is no longer your area, no longer your home. There are new people here." In other words, make them aware, cognizant of their surroundings, and they will interact with you, and they will move on. And seldom did I ever get a call back to say they're back.
Okay, so do they then, the ones that don't want to leave, they want to stay? Do you work out a deal with them and say, "Okay, you know, John, you can stay here, but you can't keep pinching the lady's butt, and you can't keep taking their cat's toys or hiding their keys or doing stuff like that"?
Exactly. Precisely. Those are the words, almost verbatim. But you can comfortably coexist with a ghost if you take control by saying, "John, if you choose to stay here, this is my home now, and these are my rules. Otherwise, be gone."
Okay.
And most will leave, some will stay, and they will coexist comfortably.
All right.
That's rule of thumb.
Well, let me ask this real quickly, with just on your opinion on this, how this would be something I would handle. I have a 4-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, I don't remember if I've mentioned this on the air or not. Did I, about what he did recently?
Yeah.
He was in his bedroom the one night and came out and wanted to sleep in my wife's room, wanted to, mm-hmm. you know, sleep in there. He was bothered, and she said, "That's fine." And she a little bit later, he woke up, and he said, "Turn the light on, turn the light on." So she turned the light on, and he said that he thought his little sister was in the room with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, he's not here. And then he started to talk about the little boy that was sitting on the top bunk in his room.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Honey, that was your brother." And he said, "No, Mommy, Nathan's still sleeping. This boy was sitting on the bed looking down at me, and he looked at me like this," and he kind of scowled. And so then she got a little freaked out and, you know, came to get me to find out what's going on. And, you know, the thing that really kind of threw both of us was when, you know, we said, we don't see anything, you know. His answer was, and it was very solemn and very matter of fact, he said, "They don't let mommies and daddies see them."
I would say that in part that's true. Now, in my opinion, I feel that you should believe your son.
Oh, I do.
But if you question the fact that there is a child there in ghost form, then my advice is to do a title search, a land search, see if anyone died in the area that, or in the home.
Well, that's it. The people that owned the house before me, they built the house, and they're all living and happy and healthy and fine, and
okay.
It was just a field before then.
Okay.
So that's where I don't know what it would be or how it would have gotten in our house.
The little boy could have been someone that died in the immediate surrounding area.
Okay.
As a possibility, or prior to the home being built.
All right. So it could have been a pioneer child that just happens to be hanging in the area.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so it's all right then for me to say, listen, this is our home now. You're not welcome here. If you're going to frighten my children, you need to leave. And I need you to, you know, not do this anymore.
Was your child frightened?
Yeah.
Okay, he was frightened. Okay. And under those circumstances, then I would suggest you tell him to leave. However, if he's harmless and he becomes a playmate, then I would accept that, but try to make your child understand that these things happen, and for the most part, they're harmless. But he's not old enough to understand what a ghost is.
Right.
But
now, when you started to turn this thing on in your own world, did other spirits go, "Hey, that guy can see me," and then they started to come to you, or did they try to avoid you?
Now that's interesting. For example, when I first started my research, Dave, back in 1991 on the Queen Mary, seemingly ghosts then and now tend to gravitate toward me. I don't know if they sense my willingness to communicate or my ability to see or sense them. I don't know quite what it is, but I do have this ability where they do, in fact, gravitate toward me, if you will.
Okay, so, well, I would guess, first of all, that they would gravitate towards you because if they feel kind of disconnected from the rest of us who can't hear or see them or elect not to,
true.
It would be interesting for myself if I've been ignored for decades and all of a sudden there's somebody there who can communicate with me, I would want to make that communication.
Yes. You know, quite simply, if I can use this as a little comparison, I sort of identify myself with that of the movie The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
The boy that saw the ghost,
sure,
and only he could see them.
Right.
The same thing happened to me.
Now, do you believe that we all have this ability, but we turn it off on purpose?
I believe that we all have a psychic ability or an intuitive ability, but to be able to see a ghost, no one has to be psychic or intuitive to see ghosts. Example, on the Queen Mary, regular hotel guests see him walk through the walls all the time.
Right. Well, see, that's what's interesting to me is I went to I've told this story on the show before. Pardon me for repeating myself to the listeners, but I've gone to this haunted bed and breakfast. I want to be open to this, Peter. I'm totally open to the spirit showing up and talking to me or touching me or something, and I get nothing. While other people around me are jotting notes and they're seeing the same things and they're sharing with one another, this is what I saw, and they're writing verbatim what each other saw without communicating.
Okay.
But then a cat came to me, and I was able to touch and feel a cat ghost, but not a human. I don't understand why it would be open for one and not the other.
What these people were seeing and sharing and writing things down, was any of it verifiable?
Verifiable in the sense of the spirits. Well, the lady that owns the house didn't tell them who the spirits were or what they looked like.
Okay.
She just walked them through, told them where most of the activity occurs, and everybody was walking around with their little spiral notepads, and, you know, I had my digital camera out. I was just trying to see if I could sense or feel anything, and, you know, I got nothing. But these people are scribbling away like crazy, and we all go downstairs, and then she's like, "What did you see on this floor?" And one girl would raise her hand and start to write it, and then the other girl would raise her hand and say, "I've got the same thing," and they'd compare notes, and sure as heck, they're the same person these two people are explaining, and the lady would say, "Yep, that is," and she'd give a name and explanation, or, you know, she was able to show who these people were because she knows who they are from past openings.
Then to some degree that is or was verifiable. For example, when I did my sightings for all those years, they never gave me any information as to where I was going or any the exact town or place. I had no information regarding circumstances. I was just left on my own.
Sure. But I guess what I'm asking is why, if I'm open to this and I want this communication, and as so many people out there want that kind of communication, they want to be able to talk to the ghost, why is it that I could feel a ghost cat. And I'm not talking just kind of an imaginary bumping against my leg. I was petting this thing in the dark. I thought it was the real cat.
Okay.
And then when I was able to see, my hand was just rubbing the air. And it was nuzzling and cuddling with me, but then I couldn't see or experience any of the spirits that were in the house but this ghost cat. It was bizarre.
Right. I'm not sure I have the answer to that as to why some of us can, why some of us can't. However, if you're ever on the West Coast and you contact me and I'll take you to the Queen Mary, I guarantee you, you'll see and sense and hear disembodied voices.
Well, you know, Peter, now I'm going to hold you to that because
okay.
we've spoken, and you and I both know I'm coming out to the Queen Mary in January.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we're talking to your manager, and we're in
yes.
in hopes that we're going to have you join us for a little bit of the time out there to do a little talk and talk to us about the history and the ghost of the Queen Mary as well.
Indeed.
So I'll put you to that test. You and I are going to go ghost hunting, Peter.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
and I'll take you to places that are closed off to the public.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do that. And, I'd love the opportunity and experience to see this stuff for myself firsthand because it is something that I believe in.
I've had
the experiences in my life, but I want, as an adult, you know, I can rationalize away what happened to me in my youth.
Okay.
As an adult, I want these kind of experiences again so I know what's going on.
Another example of, and I'm not pushing the Queen Mary.
Sure.
But my new, I have two DVDs coming out. One in particular is Ghost Encounters on the Queen Mary.
Okay.
We were able to capture on videotape some of the most tangible evidence ever recorded in history.
Wow.
On film.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we hold on to that thought for a second? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit about the information, and we'll find out where we can get these DVDs. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is the great Mr. Peter James. We'll be right back right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Me llamo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Women today are busier than ever, making it harder and harder to take care of ourselves. I'm Robin Leverton, owner of Ciao Bella Permanent Cosmetics in Brooklyn Park. We specialize in beautiful, natural-looking eyeliner, eyebrows, and lip color. We provide professional and personalized service in a sanitary environment. When you choose Ciao Bella, you are guaranteed the gentlest method available. I'll work with you one-on-one to help you achieve your desired look. We offer a full, rich color palette that will accentuate your natural beauty. If you have allergies to conventional makeup, suffer from hay fever, watery eyes, or the embarrassment of little or faint brow color, and you want a look that will stay fresh all day, every day, then we have the perfect solution for you. Time is a rare commodity, and with Ciao Bella Permanent Cosmetics, we help you take control of your time by giving you a low-maintenance, fresh appearance that you will love every day. Book your appointment by January 31st, and you will receive a 25% discount. You deserve to look your best, and at Ciao Bella, we want to help you. Call 612-306-4961. That's 612-306-4961.
Do you want to take charge of your life? We all have our demons we want to get rid of. This is Russ Clark. My hypnosis CD series will help you take charge of your life and kick those demons out. Thousands of people have made personal improvements through the power of hypnosis. Your success is guaranteed by me, or I will refund 100% of your investment. To kick those demons or to add relaxation into your life, visit my website, www.powerhypnosis.net.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at Taps Paramag.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Two ghosts walk into a bar and see another ghost at the bar point at them and yell, "Boo!" One of the ghosts yells back, "Boo-hoo!" And the ghost at the bar yells back, "Well, you don't have to cry about it." Ah, hell, you try writing this.
You magnificent bastard! I salute you!
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. This evening, if you're just tuning in, you've missed a great beginning of the show, but don't worry because our guest is going to be with us for the remainder of this hour and for the whole second hour of the show. His name is Peter James. He's a parapsychologist, or paranormal investigator, I should say. He's a psychic. He's a medium. And if you get a chance to go out to the West Coast, he's been involved with the Queen Mary. If you've watched TV and any paranormal shows, you've seen him show up on there. He is a really phenomenal medium and psychic that you'll see that shows up on most of these paranormal shows that will make connections with the spirits aboard any of these haunted locations and shed a little light on what it is that's going on in those locations. His name is Peter James. Before we went to break, we were talking about his experiences on the Queen Mary, the haunted Queen Mary, which, of course, we have a trip coming up there, and that's going to be taking place in January, on January 14th, 15th, and 16th, with all of us returning back home on the 17th. If you're interested in that trip, please go take a look at our website at darknessradio.com/trips, or just go to the darknessradio.com website, click on the trips button, and there's all the information about that trip and any other upcoming trip that we have. Our guests are going to be Donna and Lisa Dualaby from the TV show Ghost Hunters. We're also going to have Chris Fleming from the TV show Dead Famous, and we're going to have Mr. Patrick Burns, the paranormal investigator from TV's Court TV's Haunting Evidence. And as I just mentioned, we're going to work out so that we can have Peter James there for us and share some time with us as well. But Mr. James was just mentioning that he's got a couple of new DVDs coming out. One of them is about the spirits on the Queen Mary, and he was saying that he's got some of the coolest footage. So let's go back to that. When is this DVD going to be out and available to the public?
Well, the one that I feel is truly extraordinary is called Ghost Encounters on the Queen Mary, featuring me as the host. That's coming out sometime in November, and that'll be available worldwide. It'll be available on my website, which is PeterJamesInvestigations.com, and it'll be available on Amazon and many, many places throughout the world. The other one is called Peter James and the Ghost of the Queen Mary. And this one will be out next week.
Oh, okay, great. Peter James and the Ghosts of the Queen Mary. All right. And now why are you saying the other one, the Ghost Encounters, you think is a little bit better? Is there just better footage on there?
Because it's still being edited.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it'll be ready for sale, if you will, in November.
Oh, okay. I thought you had mentioned that you thought the Ghost Encounters DVD was going to be a little bit better than the...
It is much better.
Okay.
But that'll be available sometime in November. We got some extraordinary footage.
All right. Can you, without giving away too much, can you tell us one or two of the little highlights so we know what we're looking for when we go check it out?
I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but back in 1991 when I began my ghost research on the Queen Mary, I came in contact with a child ghost that identified herself as Jackie, and it's just all verifiable, that we had an interactive conversation, an audible conversation that was remarkable, and this is part of the footage.
So inaudible, meaning that they could, you could hear her speaking to you as well?
You can hear her as plain as you can hear me talking.
Holy
and
mackerel.
To this day, most people, when they go into the first-class swimming pool,
right,
will hear her talk.
Wow.
And she'll talk. She talks to me with an interactive conversation. It's the most extraordinary stuff I've ever experienced.
All right, Peter. I'm going to congratulate you because you just won the Goosebump Award.
Okay.
You are the first one to give me goosebumps on the show. So
okay.
We've been off since January 1st, and that was about the weirdest thing ever.
Okay.
So I'm going to go there. I'm expecting to hear this little girl talk.
No problem.
So you were able to pick this up. What did she, I guess, we'll see on the video, but what was her main story that she was telling you about?
First of all, she died some 60-odd years ago in the second-class swimming pool, and which is now their Royal Theater. But in her opinion, she regards the Royal Theater as second-class swimming pool where she died. But she talks about her mommy, her daddy, and she tells me where she is. She sings London Bridge is Falling Down. It's just amazing stuff. This has been witnessed by scores of people. I'm not exaggerating. Scores of people over the years, and it happens to this day as we speak.
Wow, now that's amazing. Yeah, see, now that's something I'm interested in. That's going to be in the Ghost Encounters DVD. Okay. Now,
yes.
How about the first one you mentioned, Peter James and the Ghost of the Queen Mary? Is that more of a historical look at it?
It's more of a historical. It's mostly my archival footage over the years.
Okay.
But Jackie also speaks in that one.
What do you feel? I mean, that's a pretty impressive piece of evidence.
Yes.
But with the Queen Mary, do you have a physical or a spirit captured that you feel is some of the best paranormal evidence that's been proven out there yet?
Yes, also that of Captain Jones, Captain Treasure Jones, speaks audibly,
okay,
witnessed by scores of people. And when I did my ghost tours, which I'm going to resume doing, all of my ghost tour guests hear him talking.
All of them do?
Saying hello, and they'll say, how are you? They'll say, help me. Can you see me? And then he'll knock a few times, and I'll knock back and respond. It's just amazing, amazing stuff.
Wow. How about seeing? Are the people seeing these spirits on board the Queen Mary as well?
Some have the ability to see, but like I said, one doesn't have to be psychic.
Sure.
Or intuitive. Most of the hotel guests run out of their rooms at 2 o'clock in the morning because the ghosts walk through a wall. Now, in my opinion, the Queen Mary is the most haunted place in the world with its 600 active resident ghosts. No exaggeration.
Wow. 600?
600.
Wow. Tim, I think we're going to get a room over at the Motel 6.
I'm not going.
All right. Well, no, that's cool. I mean, that's sounds like the echelon. That's where every ghost hunter wants to go see this
of course,
kind of stuff. Then
but
that's
remember,
great.
99% of them are friendly.
Ah, 99%. What about that 1%? What does the mad ghost
do?
Well,
there's a couple that sort of, smack you a little bit, or they pull your hair, but nothing major.
Okay, nothing major, he says. That's enough to put me in the hospital, Peter. Come on. Tim, did you grab my butt? No, not me. I swear to God, Tim, stop touching me.
I like a little slap. I may go now.
Yes. Now, so the Queen Mary is one of the most haunted spots. You know, we'll get into the second hour here. We'll talk a little bit more about the other investigations that you've done and your career. We alluded a little bit earlier to the Alcatraz episode I saw, and that was, to me, that was a really cool footage that you had going on there. But so just going back to you a little bit more now, going back through your history, I know you said that you just kind of started to learn, and you were learning that most of the stuff that was being taught out there was old and outdated and kind of barbaric, if you will, in the way of the investigations.
But subsequent to that, I was on my own. I learned all from my hands-on experience. And to reiterate a point, everything that I was taught did not coincide with my experiences.
Okay.
Make sense?
Sure. All right. So you're going forward now. You've got these abilities opening up to you. When you go into a place and there are spirits, do they, if you don't talk to them or don't make an approach to them, are they aware that you already know that they're there? Or do they just kind of, they're just checking it out? And are they ever surprised, like, oh, how the hell can you see me?
I don't think they're ever surprised.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that I really think about it. I mean, I don't really have any forethought of their being aware of my being there or how they perceive me. I just walk in and say hi. I identify myself, and I ask them to identify themselves, and we communicate interactively.
Okay, so you don't, well, I guess that answers my question then. You don't just kind of walk in the room and ignore them. You always open up and be polite and courteous and let them know that you're here and that you're
of
there
course,
to talk. Okay, great.
Of course. Now, most ghost researchers will go in with bias, if you will, and they'll walk in and start cleansing without knowing what they're cleansing.
Okay.
Make sense?
Sure. Sure. So then that's when you said the ghosts are kind of scratching their head, wondering what the hell's going on, right?
Precisely.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. This is a big bone of contention with spirits or with parapsychologists and ghost hunters all over the United States. And, you know, it seems to come down into two camps. They either can or can't. Can spirits hurt you? Ghosts.
Can they hurt you? In my opinion, having been aware of ghost activity for what I've read, what I experienced, no man has ever died at the hand of a ghost. Can they hurt you? Yes, they can. When I did sightings, we did the Heartland Ghost, you recall that?
Sure.
With all the scratching?
Right.
I was there one night. We got
this. Wasn't that the one that they made the movie about, Sightings?
Yes,
Heartland.
Yes.
Actually, I've got that DVD. I keep meaning to watch it with Tim. We haven't watched it yet.
Yes, and that's a complete portrayal of me, by the way.
Right.
And Hammy Winkler said, Peter, we're going to get you on, blah, blah, blah. He never did. So anyhow, my point is, this entity, this ghost, knocked the man of the house down the stairs and scratched him violently. He bled quite profusely. So in that sense, they can be violent, but it's rare. It is rare to have that happen.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Now, how about ghost spirits? Do you see animal spirits at all?
Yes, I've seen dogs, horses, cats, but I don't pay much attention to that because it's not a part of the ghost world that interests me.
Okay. See, that's the whole ghost world is something I find amazing. But yeah, that there's all these different spirits just kind of coexisting.
Yes.
You know, in different planes. You know, I'm just curious. So, with what you know and what you've seen, how about encountering alien spirits or aliens? Is that something that you've seen?
I'm leaning on the possibility in alien existence, but. But I'm a little reluctant to say that it's possible, and I believe all things are possible. But once again, this is not an area of my expertise. Therefore, I spend a little time on that subject.
You know what I would love to do, and maybe we can do this as a future trip if you'd be open for it, is to go to Roswell, New Mexico, to the site of the purported Roswell crash, and bring you with and see if you. Because apparently there were 2 to 3 bodies that they said were recovered from the crash site. And I would be interested, and you said a lot of them will stay around the area where they died.
Yes.
You know, and especially if they're from another planet, they're most likely stranded here.
Yes.
I would be interested to see if there's some connection you could make and either make audible or visual confirmation with these characters.
Let's make a date.
All right. Well, we'll do that. We'll set something up in the future here and go forward. But
okay.
So that would be of interest to you to try to see if there is alien forms out there as well.
Indeed.
Okay, because I would assume if they're really here and they're dying, we should be able to make a contact with them, right?
Absolutely.
Now how about with EVPs? Now, I know you said that you're able to get most of these spirits to speak up loud enough. Do you think that, you know, I mean, I've been with a lot of people that have trouble just getting, you know, like Lou Gentili, who I enjoy, he was able to get EVPs right in front of me, and I've always been skeptical of the nature of an EVP.
Well, I'm a little skeptical as well. However, I don't use any kind of a device or any kind of gadgetry, if you will, or instruments to communicate with my encounters. But almost every investigation I've done, I've gotten the ghost to speak audibly.
Well, I guess what my question was going to be is, you know, Lou is really good at collecting them and getting them to talk into his recorder.
Yes.
You're really good at getting them audible so people around you can hear.
Yes.
Do you think that it's because of the I mean, do you have some kind of energetic field different that's allowing them to speak through your energy to make it audible to the rest of the people?
I believe that in part is a fact. However, most people, respectfully, that use EVP and recorders seldom will say, "Hi, John, talk to me." They just turn their recorder on and let it run and say nothing. Is this true?
Right, that is true.
So, but the difference is if you say, "Hello, is anyone here? Can you identify yourself? Can you show yourself? Would you speak to me? Communicate with me?" Thusly, I would imagine you'd get someone to record the voice on the recorder, if not making audible sounds where we can hear them physically, if you will.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is, why do you think that we can hear them physically being with you and not just, you know, Joe Blow, who's leading a paranormal investigation and asking the same questions? Do you think it has something to do with your psychic ability being like an echo chamber for them to pull out of?
I would attribute that to my abilities. Example, there have been a number of ghost researchers on the Queen Mary trying their hand in communicating with the ghost and get nowhere, seemingly. But when I'm there, of course, I've established rapport with these ghosts for years.
Sure.
So when I'm there, they come in droves and welcome me.
Well, sure, it's like welcoming an old friend back, right? They know that you're there and you mean them no harm. All right.
Of course.
What is your thought? I'm just curious. I'm sure you watch the other paranormal shows that are out there. What are your thoughts of people that get caustic when they're trying to get an EVP or calling out the spirits?
Well,
you know, come on, show yourself. What are you, chicken? You know, talk. Yes, you'll scare a little girl, but you won't scare me.
Most are afraid. This is an area that I'm glad we touched upon, because I have watched most of these ghost investigators shows, and most of them will say, "Oh, what's that? Oh, what's this?" And they'll run from them.
Right.
In my opinion, if you run from them, or if you say, "Oh, we need to get out of here," then you're in the wrong business.
Right.
If you can't cook, stay out of the kitchen.
Right, exactly.
Okay, now I worked with one paranormal researcher, female, in a house that she said was very haunted. So she wanted my opinion and said, "Peter, I'm afraid to go to the store." And she got to the door and said, no, I can't." Then, okay, once again, she's in the wrong business. Now, the difference with me is when I get to that door, I'll knock it down if need be to find out what is so challenging, because I want to know what's going on. I want to learn more about ghosts. Awareness. Make sense?
Definitely.
So why run away from it?
I agree with you. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Mr. Peter James. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to return with Mr. James, talk more about the different investigations that he's been on, some of the other spiritual encounters that he's had. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show with your hosts Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis. We'll be back with more right after this.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.